two home games to come for the senior Wales men and 20s. Wales women announced a squad for their Six Nations campaign. Welcome to the Welsh Rugby Union podcast. We'll look forward to the women's Six Nations later with coach Ewan Cunningham and captain Hannah Jones, as well as hearing some more about the stars of the future from Wales under 20s. We'll start with a bold selection for the game against France at the Principality Stadium on Sunday. Established centre pairing Nick Tompkins and George North are left out for this one, Joe Roberts and Owen Watkin coming in. There's also a beefing up of the pack. Here's defence coach Mike Forshaw.
I don't think it's been dropped. I think we've looked at, they've had three games together and done extremely well. I think it's an opportunity to look at Joe. I think Joe was unlucky not to go to the World Cup, Joe Roberts. Owen Watkins got 27, 28 caps. And we just felt like if we was going to have a look at, this was the game to do it. You know, we've got two home games now, and we felt we was going to do that, we'd do it this weekend. Nick and George have been spoke to, they firmly believe in what we're doing. We've just had a unit session, they've been great. And like I said, you know, we need to look at Joe. I think he's a really promising young 13 going forward. And like I said, Owen Watkins got a lot of experience.
Given that, is it a risk taking an abundance of caps out in midfield with George as tally?
I suppose there's always a risk in every selection, but we've got to be confident in the messages we're giving and the coaching we're doing, and them guys will be up there to prove a point, I'm sure, and to try and stay in the team for the following week.
Are the changes up front in bringing Bulk and Braun into the eight?
There's probably a bit of an argument around the front row with scrummaging, I suppose, playing against France, but Alex Mann has been a young kid who's done extremely well, who's carried a couple of knocks and not managed to fulfil a lot of training practice over the fallow weeks, and I don't think he's a risk with Davitt six. I think he's round two very smart back rows in Tommy and Aaron Wainwright. And Will Rowlands played 70 minutes at the weekend in Paris, and I think I saw a glimpse of him getting back to his best, and I think it's a good fit for us this week. We're going to be under the pump physically, and we've got to be ready for that emotionally as well. I think the French team bring a lot of emotion, so we've got to meet fire with fire at the weekend. There's no two ways about that, and a juggernaut is a good word, actually.
Is this a good time to play then?
We're sat here, we've not won ourselves yet, so they'll certainly be challenged around this game. We've got to expect the best of them and the physical best of them. They've got some very talented backs with some, you know, juggernautic forwards, and we've got to weigh them up, we've got to match them. We want to start winning games at home, that's for sure.
Defence, how has it gone and what are you expecting this weekend?
You know, I think we've improved every game. I thought last week we defended a very good team for long periods. I think this week's a bit of a different challenge, and you've just spoke about that, around probably don't play as much multi-phase as Ireland do, but they will challenge us certainly around them contact areas. You know, our breakdown, defence and attack has to be really sharp, otherwise we'll lose ball and we'll lose collision. So there's a mentality shift there that we've got to accept and go forward with this weekend.
So one of the players coming in is second row Will Rowlands, plying his trade in Paris these days, of course. So he's very aware of the challenge France will bring.
They obviously got a big team, a lot of big guys in there. But I think, you know, French rugby you've seen the last few years is about a lot more than just physical threat. The physical side of it is probably something that we think, you know, we'll be looking forward to going toe-to-toe with. I think we've got a physical team up front, and so bring it on. Well, rugby's much easier if you get them go forward, get a quick ball and sort of self-fulfilling circle. So yeah, I think it's something that we're working on. We're trying to bring different elements to our game to allow us to have physically dominant moments. And yeah, hopefully that's the case this weekend.
Given your experience out in France, what have you made of the French team this year?
I think probably everyone was a little bit surprised that, you know, expecting them to be kind of absolutely flying as they were really up until, you know, unfortunately losing the World Cup. But I think no doubt that, you know, they're a team that's rammed full of like a lot of quality, and I see that playing in the league, like the amount of quality French players there are. So if they get it right, there's no reason why you can't see French, the kind of French performance they're putting in 6 months ago on the weekend. But, you know, as I say, I think we stick to what we want to do, and hopefully it ends up with a good result for us. One of the things I have to say is just, which has been really enjoyable to experience for me, is the passion for rugby there is in France. And playing rugby, club rugby in France is an absolute joy. Like, you go, no matter where you go, stadiums are full, people are mad for it. And I think that's reflected then in how much you see what rugby means to the guys and they play for their clubs and play, obviously then play for the country.
To accommodate you in the team, Dav moves to six. What have you made of him, such a young captain coming on a big stage?
Yeah, I mean, I've nothing but respect for Dav. I think he's, for a man of his age, doing an incredible job, and be a great Six Nations for him to obviously play a lot of rugby, first of all, and to have the opportunity to lead the team and to develop that part of his game. And I think I said yesterday, but you know, no doubt that he'll be a core part of this team for the next 15 years. So, yeah, nothing but respect for him.
Can you tell us a bit about your life off the field in Paris? How is that different for you? You're playing with guys like Sia Khaleesi and Farrell next season. It must be sort of a really different, amazing place to be.
Yeah, I mean, I've really, really enjoyed my first period at Racing. You see, kind of everyone sort of talks about, there's a bit of a myth about the glitz and glamour of that the Racing Galacticos, but at the moment, I don't think that really is the case. There are some very high profile players, but there's also a lot of kind of local French guys, young guys in the squad, like pretty young team, but a lot of talent. So I think when a bit more stardust coming next year, and it's an exciting place to be.
You had a baby, so you're getting settled out there with your family, everyone?
Yeah, the last few weeks have been a bit all over the place with having a baby, being back and forth to France and here. So I think, yeah, things are settling down now. And I think when we get back after the tournament, have a few months uninterrupted in France and, yeah, settle into life there. I've enjoyed going back to play for Racing. I feel like I'm signing for a club in a different country. You feel like you need to show a level of commitment to them. So I've been really enjoyed that. Yeah, so it's kind of great to then have the opportunity to come back and obviously play for Wales, which I love doing.
3 second rows gives Andrew option at the line-out, and the line-out's been one area that has come under a bit of criticism.
Yeah, I mean, we got some good jumpers in the back row, so don't think it changes a huge amount. May have a bit more height in there, so it maybe makes things a bit easier. But yeah, hopefully the line-out will be going well this weekend. I think we've got some experienced line-out forwards in there now, so I don't see a reason why not. It's easy to criticise the hookers, and as you say, it's the default option, but in international rugby, you're asking hookers to throw at max height of the drill, and that's where they have to throw the ball with, because if there's any kind of competition going up, you don't win it unless it's there. So the slightest mistake from someone else, like a missed lift or slightly being in the wrong position, and the hooker gets blamed for an overthrow or an underthrow, but actually it's not there.
You're listening to the Welsh Rugby Union podcast.
On to Wales under 20s, playing on a Thursday this week, so some listeners may be catching up with this after the game. It's still a good chance, though, to hear more from some of the stars of the future about themselves and about how they got to this point. Starting with coach Richard Whiffen assessing where his squad are in this season's Six Nations campaign.
We learn every single game, win, lose or draw. And I think the big thing that we took out of the Iron game was how clinical they were and the fact that we need to be better in our ability to stop teams getting easy entries into our 22. So those are the big things we worked on over the last sort of 10 days leading into France. So again, we'd expect to see an improvement in that area. We've spent time on it, and hopefully that will put us in good stead for the French game.
And how do you assess France? Because last summer they were just totally dominant of everyone in world rugby, but obviously lost to Italy and don't seem to be the force they were.
Yeah, and I think they've been quite vocal around changing a lot of their team. So their team's changed every week. I think they're trying to see a lot of players during the tournament. So they're probably lacking the cohesion that they've maybe had the last couple of years, but they're still a very strong team. You know, they've got a lot of boys playing in the top 14 and Pro de Deux week in, week out. So we know where whichever team they put out will be a tough challenge. But again, it's one that we're looking forward to because we think there's good opportunities for us to hurt them.
And in Cardiff, so that's somewhere we haven't played for a long time. Hopes of a reasonable crowd. Strange night to be playing, but what are the feelings about that?
Yeah, look, we're pumped about getting back to Cardiff. And obviously this week and next week, obviously, will be the day before the senior test match. So we hope to get some good energy in the stadium and some good fans along. And hopefully we play the brand of rugby that will get the fans excited and enjoy themselves.
3 games in, where are the areas that you're seeing progress?
From the outset, our counter-attack and our ability when the game's in its transition moments has been really strong. I think our Our outside is a point of difference. We've had a really strong kicking game. It's got us good entries into the areas of the field that we want to. And we've challenged teams with the ball. Defensively, we took a big step forward against England. And to be fair, there were some real good sets against Ireland. But areas that we need to work on are our discipline and stopping teams getting easy access into our 22. And then some areas around our set piece just to make it a little bit tougher for teams to get over the line.
I'll be speaking to Jan. Just give an assessment.
Oh, look, I think Yai's been outstanding. He's started every game for us and he's really controlled the game. He's helped our tens massively in us having a strong kicking game, and he understands the importance of that area of the, or that aspect of the game, and takes a lot of load off the tens' shoulders in terms of they've got to run a lot of the attacking plays. But Yian takes a lot of the heat off because he really gets us out of some tough situations, and you've also seen his ability when it gets loose and his quick taps and his little snipes in space. So yeah, he's been outstanding and a pleasure to work with.
Let's hear from scrum half Yian Davis, someone who's made a real impression this season after captaining Millfield School almost 60 years after Sir Gareth Edwards made his name there. Yian's now attached to Bath and pleased to have scored a try against Ireland.
Not often that I do get a run, really, but yeah, it's nice, and it's nice to be able to finish one like that, yeah.
To win a game like that, how do you end up feeling? Must be pretty pleased on one side, pretty disappointed on the other, because scrum half when the pack's struggling is a tricky place.
Yeah, it is. It's not somewhere where you're limited to just having a good forward pack. Like, there's other ways you can get in the game, and I think we've done that through our kicking game a fair bit. But yeah, it is disappointing when the side loses and you do what you can, and yeah, and sometimes it doesn't go your way.
Your rugby journey from Swansea to Millfield to Bath, Just talk us through the route.
Yeah, so I started like any other Welsh lad, 4 or 5 years old, local club down at South Gower. Really loved it. Just that was what drove it. It was the love and the passion for the game, and then getting the opportunity to go to Millfield for educational, really. As a lot of boys have said, like, that's an opportunity that doesn't come around often, so when it does sort of arise, it's something that I'm really grateful that I could have. And that just led me on to a natural path with Bath Academy then, and gone with there ever since. So.
Is there a natural connection between Millfield and Bath, obviously?
Yeah, there is. So the club and the school do have a link, and it's obviously catchment area. It is that part, and like the school take us to training and stuff like that, so it was a lot easier to be with Bath, yeah.
Welsh scrum half in Millfield, does that carry any pressures?
Funnily enough, I was in a boarding house with his grandson. So I've spoken to Gareth a fair bit, and he's a brilliant man. So yeah, I've really enjoyed his company when I have met him. Yeah, the conversation with him has been brilliant. And obviously the timing now between his career and my career are very different, but there's still things that he's passed on that I've really valued.
So happy just to stay over in England. Any thoughts coming back to Wales?
I mean, I've got another year with the contract with the club. I'm happy where I am, and it's been going really well. Like, the staff, the people there treat me really well, and I love it being there.
Difficulties of English players and Welsh players in England and all the rest of it. How's that been for you?
Yeah, it's not caused massive issues, I don't think. It's an opportunity. My mum's English, my dad's Welsh. I've lived in Wales my whole life other than go to school. So for me, when I can come back and play for Wales, I did. I'm a Welsh at heart. Speak Welsh, grew up in Swansea, so for me it's this side of the bridge is where my heart lies internationally, and I think that's pretty clear.
What about the French game? What are you hoping to get out of that?
Yeah, first of all, it would be really nice to be back in Cardiff. A bit of home support, a bit morale booster for us. We know they're going to be a top side, and they've done it throughout the years, but also this year as well. And as Wiff said, there's been a lot of change in their side, so maybe not quite sure what they're going to bring at us yet, but we've got our plans, and we know we can execute. It's a group of lads in the camp now that are really, there's a lot of character, and really confident that there's something we can show in Cardiff in the next 2 weeks.
And last summer they were the dominant side by a country mile, but they don't seem to be quite the same force they were then.
Yeah, they've had a few players obviously move on and go up the age group, as happens every year, but they've also had a load of new talent come in as well, so we know they're going to be a quality side, like most sides in the Six Nations, and that's just something we've got to deal with.
Another player to make an impression is wing Walker Price. This is what Coach Whiffen had to say about him.
Walker, another guy who started every game for us, really consistent in the nuts and bolts of a winger, so his kick chase is very good. He has high output in his running meters, and defensively he's doing what we want. He's getting high, he's closing down defenders, and then you've also seen him in space. He's a threat with the ball. So again, that his consistent selection shown he has a lot to offer. But the pleasing thing, yeah, as a winger, he works hard. His nuts and bolts are good, and that's why he's been in the team.
The Dragons wing is delighted to be getting his chance in this Six Nations.
I've been really loving it, in all fairness. Like, yeah, the first game, we was really stretching the ball wide, and good to get 2 tries straight away. But yeah, it's been a bit harder in the English and the Irish game. But it just, as a winger, like, you just, if your ball in, kind of wide, I'll go in looking for it. But you have games like this, you know. So it's about what you can do next.
Yeah, I thought Richard described you pretty well. You're a very, very busy player. Yeah. You certainly don't hang out on the wing. You get involved in the game.
Yeah. Oh, you got to, because if you just stand out on the wing, you're not all the time the ball's going to come out wide. You got to take weather into consideration and everything. So when it was wet, you don't want to be slinging a pass 20, 30 metres. So you got to come in looking for it.
Talk us through your rugby journey.
I started off in Risca RFC. Probably stayed there till under 12s maybe. Then our team folded, so then I moved to Whiteheads. Stayed at Whiteheads then till about under 16, and then just went into College Gwent, and then Isloyne for district, then got picked up by the Dragons then, and been there ever since.
The Dragons Academy, how are you finding that sort of pathway from that into the 20s and hoping to the Dragons beyond?
Yeah, no, it's been good, training and everything. It's just, as a winger, you take what people get, what you learn and everything, so I'm trying to keep my head down, really, and see what I can do next.
Artificial pitch, chance for the ball to get a bit wider, maybe?
Yeah, that's one of our game plans, is to get this ball wide and really stretch the D. Yeah, hopefully the ball come out wide.
And these last two games, you won the first home game, lost away from home.
Yeah.
Yeah, there must be a real determination within the squad to try and get something out of these.
Yeah, 100%. Like, if you look at the games, this has been little tweaks we need to work on, really. So we've been in training, we've been trying to fix all our little tweaks, and hopefully we'll fly into them Thursday.
So where have you been playing most of your rugby this season?
Pontypool.
Pontypool, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's been a great experience, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. It's such a... The history in that club's massive, so when I had an opportunity to play there, it was no hesitation, I went straight there.
Having Hugh there as well, great, I guess. And is there a bit of an axis there between the two of you, playing for Wales under 20 as well?
Yeah, we get on really well, so it's good to play with him, you know, every week in the, you know, with the club, train with him at the Dragons, be here with him again at 20, so yeah, we've got a good connection.
And so you've still got a bit to push on at club level. There's still a top four place to be had, potentially.
Potentially. I think we've got to wait on other people's situations, I think.
But what have you learned from playing in the Indigo Prem?
It's just different. You know, you come out of rag and you're playing against people your own age and everything. Just going into the senior environment, playing against people who are, you know, potentially 10, 5 years older than you, and just, you know, seeing what you could do there and just trying to be better as a player, really.
So now on to Wales Women announcing their squad for the Six Nations in the home dressing room at the Principality Stadium, where they'll be for their final game against Italy. A chance to hear from captain Hannah Jones and first coach Ewan Cunningham.
It was really hard, which is great, which is what we want. We want competition, we want headaches as coaches. We had healthy debates as a coaching group, made some changes as well as we're going along. We probably had about 4 or 5 hits at it before we settled on the final 37. And also very conscious that we've got 3 campaigns before we play potentially the next World Cup. So how we give exposure to certain players to get them ready for the next World Cup is really important for us.
And what role has the Celtic Challenge played in bringing through young talent for you?
It's been great. It's obviously grown this year from last year. It's just great to see how players cope at the next level, especially playing away from home in Ireland and Scotland, which is a different challenge. Provide opportunities for players, young talent, to get exposure, which has been great to see. And also valuable game time for some of our more established players that needed that game time as well. And I think you can see by the final game last weekend, the Brython playing Gwalia in Park Scarlett, it was a great day. And it was good to see what it meant to all those players as well as that campaign came to an end. But it's been great for us. Ideally, you want to create depth and competition in positions, but also exposing our young talent to our environment, I think, is really important. And we're excited to see how the new players go in our environment over the next 6 weeks.
Players like Kath Richards, Gwennon Hopkins have really stuck out. What can you expect from girls like that?
Well, they've both been excellent playing in the Celtic or playing for Gloucester Harpery as well. And we've really enjoyed watching the two of them go. And they're going to be pushing for opportunities in the shirt over the Six Nations. And Kath is a great footballing winger, understands the game very well. Is dynamic, and Gwennon, you know, she's a powerful ball carrier, very quick off the base. She's athletic, so we're excited to have her with us, and I'm sure this campaign will provide great opportunities for her.
She's got some big boots to fill. You're missing a couple of legends this campaign. How different is it going in without the likes of Sean and Harris, Alan Snow, Silu?
it's going to be strange, obviously, because they have been around for a long time. Snowy's or Eleanor Snowsill's last Six Nations was last year, and we sort of transitioned into this year. And Seanan Harris obviously retired last weekend. But it gives other opportunities. It gives new opportunities for players to potentially step up, own the shirt, have a leadership role potentially, and grow within our environment as well.
And Hannah, if I can come to you. Third place, 3 wins last campaign. I'm sure you want to cement that again, if not do better this year.
Yeah, definitely. Very exciting. Now we're going to camp next week, and the mixture of experienced players and new players coming in, it's just an exciting time. Kind of have to, take confidence from the performance we had last year, but kind of park it as well. It's a fresh start, and we're ready to go again. That last game against Italy and the Principality would be huge for us, and we'd like to thank the fans from last year's support, selling out Cardiff Arms Park, and hopefully we get a good crowd for that last game. It's important, and it's good that we've had this Celtic Cup. It needs to grow, it needs to get better, but it's a good start. But us over the border now as Gloucester players, we're working hard together and building that momentum there, and hopefully bring the momentum from Gloucester, that winning mentality, into Wales now.
Gloucester, for 3 games on the bounce, 5 of their back line were Welsh, out of the 7. So there's great cohesion there, which we could use as a positive in our campaign, as well as the pack as well, with a bit of the spine of that pack being Welsh, with 2, 5, 7, or Beth plays 8 sometimes. So that's exciting for us, but it's the confidence they've got to take from that. They're flying at the moment, Gloucester Harpry, and playing a good brand of rugby is to bring that into a Welsh environment.
Is there 13 Gloucester players in the squad? I mean, as you said, you hopefully you guys can bring that across.
Yeah, 12 from 12. It's a brilliant setup over the border. And like I said, want to bring that momentum and that experience. The girls have been working hard in training and week in, week out, and we need to bring that now, the Six Nations.
Yeah, England and France, how do you beat them?
It's a challenge. We learnt a lot from WXV with regards to the level of those top 4 teams and what we need to do to try and get closer to them and pip them as well, so... It's a different challenge this year. We're going away to England, and it's going to be a great occasion with a big crowd in Ashton Gate, which we're looking forward to. And it's game 2, slightly different fixture format as well from the last 2 years. So all that is put into the melting pot, as well as we got France home in the last 3 games of the championship to build momentum. Something that we're really looking forward to.
Frankie George is someone who's really developed over the border. What have you made of her, and is the kicking game something that you really will try to hone in on, given where England and France are with their kick strategy?
100%. We want to use our players' super strengths. Higgy's strength is definitely a kicking game. Probably one of the best kickers in world rugby. She kicks the ball further than most players in the game. Also, she's tactically smart with the kicking game as well, and the variety of kicks are brilliant. She puts small kicks in, kick passes laterally. So we will definitely be using that as part of our tactical game plan going into matches. And also, Kiki's a great rugby player with the ball in hand as well. And you see a lot of the tries that Gloucester Harpy scored this year. They've come through Kiki, whether she's put that pass back inside to a player or she's identified loads of space on the width and thrown a 12-metre pass. So we'd be definitely using Kiki to our advantage this campaign.
Jenny Hesker, ex-England under-20 captain. I know she trained with you this time last year, didn't she? What is it that you see in her that merited a call up for her?
So she's been on the radar for a while. We've known about Jenny and kept an eye on her. And she's a great footballing 15 with great hand speed. She kicks the ball well. She's got good footwork. So we're looking at our back 3 makeup, and she adds a nice blend to us with players like Jazz, who we know what Jazz can do, alongside established players like Lisa Newman. Kath Richards, exciting as well, bringing a different skill set. So just bringing that competition and blend into our back 3, knowing that Kiki can get the ball to width, and we want to get the ball in these players' hands as much as possible.
John, how close is the Celtic Challenge getting? It's better than it was last year, it's not as good as the English clubs. How, as a development tool, ready for international rugby?
It's getting closer. It'll develop each year as it gets stronger. It's stronger this year than it was last year. Certain games, some teams like the Irish have decided to make one team stronger than the other. Similar to Scotland, so Edinburgh are slightly stronger than Glasgow. And where we shared our sort of talent and tried to field 2 teams being relatively equal. So it's when you play the tougher teams, it is much closer to the PWR level, which obviously is the next step towards international level. So it'll continue to grow as it goes from year in, year out, really.
And the idea of being able to pick Jenny, former England player, once upon a time when England professional players weren't, you lost all those players, you never saw them.
Yeah, 100%, and I think that's where the game has changed considerably over the last 2 years in Wales, where, you know, we can provide opportunities to players to be full-time rugby players, to pursue their dreams, really, of playing for professionally for their country, and that's something that we want to continue to grow and provide opportunities to not only young players that are coming up, but also players that are playing outside of Wales that are seeing these opportunities coming up and might want to put their hand up moving forward.
So plenty to look forward to next week, but until then, from the Welsh Rugby Union podcast, goodbye.